This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The U.S. state of Florida has set a new record. It reported over 15,000 new confirmed cases of COVID-19 in one day on Sunday. The number by far beat previous records of single-day increases in a U.S. state. The previous record was seen in California on Wednesday when the state recorded 11,694 new cases. Florida now has nearly 270,000 confirmed cases of COVID-19 and has seen 4,346 deaths. The state had eased lockdown restrictions in recent weeks, including in theme park Disney World, which opened its doors to guests in masks on Saturday, despite recommendations by health experts to avoid gathering in crowds. There are now more than 12.7 million COVID-19 infections around the world, according to data from Johns Hopkins University, with more than 500,000 deaths. The U.S. has roughly one-fourth of the world's infections at 3.2 million and more than 134,000 deaths. On a day the United States reported a record 66,528 new cases, President Donald Trump was seen wearing a mask for the first time. This was on Saturday at Walter Reed National Military Medical Center on the outskirts of Washington. U.S. Education Chief Betsy DeVos on Sunday pressed local communities throughout the country to reopen schools with a five-day week in-person instruction in the coming weeks, saying it was entirely safe, even as the numbers of coronavirus cases surged to new highs. In appearances on Fox News and CNN, DeVos disputed advice from health experts and state and local government officials against resumption of full in-school classes. Classes have mostly been shut down since March. The U.S. is recording now 60,000 or more cases a day. This is VOA News. Nearly 600,000 people cast their votes in an unofficial primary in Hong Kong Sunday to determine which pro-democracy leaders will run for office in September. The vote is seen as a protest against controversial new security laws imposed by Beijing. The vote was organized by the opposition party to determine who would run in September elections for Hong Kong's Legislative Council. Those who voted did so despite warnings that the poll might violate the harsh new security law enforced by Beijing. The law allows security agents from mainland China to operate officially in Hong Kong for the first time. It also outlaws what Beijing describes as secession, subversion, terrorism, and collusion with foreign forces. Beijing enacted the law on June 30th in response to Hong Kong's pro-democracy protest movement, sparking widespread concern that wide-ranging freedoms Britain granted to the semi-autonomous territory before returning it to China in 1997 will be crushed. Sudan has passed laws banning female genital mutilation and allowing non-Muslims to consume alcohol. That's according to the justice minister late on Saturday. The move appears to be a reversal of nearly four decades of hardline Islamist policies, which limited freedoms of women. Last week, Sudan's Sovereign Council also reversed a law that had required women to have a permit from a male family member to travel with their children. Sudan's prime minister hailed the changes as an important step in reforming the justice system. Mali's president, Ibrahim Boubacar Keita, has dissolved the country's constitutional court after four people were killed in street protests over the weekend. Additionally, Keita said Sunday he would follow ECOWAS recommendations to rerun some contested legislative elections held in March. Opposition leaders said Keita's concessions, including dissolving the constitutional court, were not enough to appease them and that they would not stop until he stepped down. That's according to Reuters. Protesters have been calling for Keita in power since 2013 to step down amid criticism for failing to end a long-running jihadist insurgency and improve the African country's economic woes. Video taken in the capital, Bamako, by VOA's Bambara service on Friday shows a crowd of demonstrators estimated at tens of thousands assembled outside the National Assembly building demanding that Keita step down. And Pakistan said Sunday a counterterrorism raid in a former militant stronghold near the Afghan border has killed four soldiers and four other people it labels as terrorists. It said the intelligence information led security forces to a so-called terrorist hideout about 8 kilometers